Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 24 and 36 through 40. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what it is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him.
At the time of Jesus' purification at the temple, there was a woman there who, it says, continually lived in the presence of God, worshiping night and day. Isn't it interesting that she knows something about this small child that others may have missed? It seems as if God reveals his secret purposes to those who live in his presence. And this woman knew that the redemption of God's people would be found in this child, Jesus, whose very name means the Lord saves. At this moment, she becomes hopeful that God is active and is going to redeem his people. And because of what she knows of Jesus, she can't help but spread the word. This elderly lady, Anna, had surely seen a lot. She had invested much of her life in serving the Lord. Yet it was through the strangest of circumstances, the introduction of baby Jesus, that she started to find hope in the redemption of God's people. A baby born in a manger brings some kind of unexpected hope that all wrongs will be set right, that God's people will have a king to follow who is unlike any king this world had ever known. The birth of Jesus was the moment that this elderly woman had been waiting for, and she couldn't wait to tell everyone. And Jesus grew into that king. He was, as the scripture says, a wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. He is a mighty God. The grace of God, or the favor of God, was on Jesus, and all those who crossed paths with him knew it. That little baby grew into the greatest king in all of history, but it started in the most humble, unassuming way. As you prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth, do you find hope in the future? Do you see with the same eyes that Anna saw with that day in Jerusalem? Eyes that look forward to the redemption of all God's people through the loving embrace of Jesus, believing that there is hope because of the birth of Jesus. In these next moments of quiet, meditate on who Jesus is. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God. God, as we continue through this day, let our hearts focus on Jesus. Like Anna, who gazed at Jesus and then couldn't stop speaking about him to everyone around, create in our hearts a desire to search for you throughout this day and to share with everyone the treasure that we found. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, What Child Is This? By Andrea Bocelli and Mary J. Bly by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you be renewed in the hope of God's promises and strengthened with faith for today.